Well, in a teleconference held this morning, officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Agency for International Development discussed the Food for Peace program. It's called Ready-to-Use Therapeutic Foods, or RUTFs. USDA's Farm Service Agency was responsible for the procurement of $4.4 million worth of RU2S procured from these three U.S. firms. USDA's Chief of Staff, Krista Harden, said this is the type of thing we should be doing more often.
It's good in just in so many ways, and working with our friends at USAID and the Peanut Council to partner on this and to help starving kids, unfortunately, around the world, and specifically in the Horn of Africa. It's also so good that one of the plants, at least for me personally, that is going to be benefiting from this is down the road from Camilla and Fitzgerald, in a town that I know well. I know how important jobs are these days, and especially in rural communities, as the president has pointed out, and his American Jobs Act, and the secretary has been on the road constantly talking about the need to help build an infrastructure, improve the infrastructure for jobs in rural America. This is a great opportunity. It's a win for everybody, for our growers, for our shellers, for our processors, and certainly those who are very much in need. So thank all of you for the work that you've done to help make this project possible.
USAID's Assistant Administrator for the Bureau of Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Assistance, Nancy Lindborg, said this has been quite an effort.
This has been a really unprecedented partnership between USAID, USDA, the vendors, all of you. And speed was really of the essence. This 1,000 metric tons will end up feeding 70,000 malnourished children, many of whom are, every day, every week makes a difference. So the speed with which this is going through is remarkable and critical.
And Lindborg explained when the distribution of these RUTFs will take place.
It's going in two tranches, and the first tranche will hit the clinics in the Horn at the end of October, and the second tranche will be there in December. So our ability to do it in two waves was also very important so that we could start it going immediately. We are looking at a period of extreme criticality for some of these highly malnourished families over the next 4 months. So it will enable us to get it there during that window.
And President of the American Peanut Council, Patrick Archer, said they would like to thank everyone for their commitment to this project.
And it really is our hope to encourage the production of peanut-based RUTF in the United States, and especially for cases like this where there's an immediate emergency need for production. And we're thrilled that the U.S. government's purchasing it now and really delighted that we can say that this goal has been accomplished. Again, we're very proud to be associated with this great effort. We appreciate the efforts at USAID and USDA to make this happen and for it to finally come to fruition.
He was pleased with the peanut industry's contribution to feeding hungry children, along with supporting peanut producers and related businesses. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.